Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Before we get into some of the stories, I want to talk about a thing that happened off the air on the show today and put it to the test. I like science.
Oh,
I like figuring things out. Yeah, we got into this conversation. I think it was Gavin talking about, well, how would you like to die if you had to die? Like, oh, that was dark,
son. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I know. And so it's like, oh, wow, that got dark in a hurry. But we're talking about, like, drowning. And, like, I've come close to drowning before. And there's that moment where you're fighting. And then when you realize, oh, I might not get out of this, you kind of stop, you know, and I got held underwater surfing. Yeah, it was weird. And but it's not like I would choose to go through that again. But so I was like, oh, but then we got onto this thing of how long can you actually hold your breath? Because when I was younger, I could hold my breath for probably a minute and a half when I was surfing a lot, you know, and like now I don't know that I could hold my breath for 30 seconds. And this is going to be horrible Aftercast, you know,
dead
radio.
Air.
Yeah, it's dead air, like on the radio, so it's horrible. But I am curious how long and who can hold their breath the longest. Now, I'm going to time it, and do not cheat, okay? Because it's easy to look like you're holding your breath, and you breathe slowly through your nose, you know, and quietly. Mm-hmm. But do not cheat, because I really want to see the answer to
and
this.
And no, like, trying to make the other people laugh. Or anything.
Right.
Because then you'll
just head down.
Like, I'm closing my eyes for
okay,
this.
Okay. That's a good idea. We'll just make Gavin do it to
no,
the
no,
cops.
No, 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 no.
Okay. So let me get my stopwatch. Rock, do you have any kind of lung control?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I was
testing. You don't think you could do this very long? How let's take not bets, but how long do you think you can go, Rock?
Maybe 10 seconds.
That's it?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
She'll do it. She'll
Gavin?
Crush that. I think I'll max out at 30.
30?
30 to 35 if I'm lucky.
I'm going to go 36 then
because
I just have to beat you. So that's that. Because Betty at 10, we know that's not an issue. She'll die first.
Come on. I was trying to practice earlier. I wasn't doing too well.
All right. I know this is going to be horrible Aftercast audio because there won't be audio beyond... Have you ever watched those deep diving shows where these people take a single breath and they'll go down 300 feet? Have you seen those?
It's astounding.
Yes. Yeah.
There's a place in the Bahamas, like it's just this hole down in the ocean, and it's where they free dive. And I've watched things on how they do it. Like they suck in air into their diaphragm, and they get into this weird trance, and then they take this big gulp of air, and then boom, they're gone. So I'm going to try that.
And then I hear that some people, like they kind of like do this little like... thing where they kind of release a little, like they somehow like relieve themselves.
But, okay, so Betty, when you're out first, you can call play-by-play to keep this from being
great.
The worst. Okay, so here we go. I'll say when to go. I'll put my hand down because I'm going to be trying to, I can't say go, okay, I would lose breath. So everybody get your deep breaths in.
No passing out. When are we supposed to?
Okay, ready? Here goes my hand. Don't, no, you made me lose my breath. I was in the zone. I was set up for 3 minutes there. Now I'm out of breath again.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Honestly, I don't care. So I'm just going to look and... Okay, so Gavin is a little red. Not too red. Wally's got his eyes closed. Looks like a monkey. They're both doing all right. Gavin's kind of rocking in his seat. He let go. He let go.
Man, that stunk.
So, Wally, you win.
But
he's giving a thumbs up because he has to prove a point.
That's fine. I'm not marked by this. Thought I'd do better. I hope I made it to like 20.
Yeah.
Let's see if I peek over and see what he's at. Because he's got he's in 45 seconds now. His cheeks are busting.
Busting.
He's struggling. He's pounding on the desk. The man needs to breathe. Mm. Come on, ocean boy.
Yeah. I thought you
he's
said
trying
you
to get
used
to,
a to
minute.
Dive.
He's getting to a minute.
You used to surf.
No, gosh.
He got to a minute.
Okay. Yes, I used to dive. I used to surf. Okay, so getting to a minute at my age, I'm pretty happy with that. Because I'm also going to Portugal. And I might go surfing. And Portugal has bigger waves. And so if I get held down, I want to know I can at least go a minute. Because usually by a minute, you should be out of the hole down by then. Oh, okay. Well, Gavin, I think you tapped out
20-ish.
Yeah, we could go back and check it tomorrow and see. Betty Rock was just I'm just bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're feels not, more you're like not very a, competitive, Rock.
No.
Well, that feels more like a Like a guy's thing. Like, hey, yeah. Let's see, who can hold their breath longer.
I was just curious. I was curious what I could actually do anymore because I haven't had to do that in so long, except when Betty Rock breaks wind. anyway, we've all held our breath for a minute in the studio. Let me see. Nikki Haley looks like she is going to announce that she is suspending her campaign for president in the wake of a slew of Super Tuesday losses. So it will be President Biden and Donald Trump, former President Trump, going at each other probably officially here. I say probably because no official things have been stated, and they each have to get the nomination from their party still. But it's a foregone conclusion that we all kind of knew this is where we were going to be a few years ago.
And when you say going after each other, it's not going to be much to watch.
No, and it's interesting. We were talking about this today earlier, and Betty had a good point. She's like, if there's an age, a minimum age to become president, there should be a maximum age to be president.
Exactly.
And I think you're absolutely right on that. Like, Biden, we figured it out. Gavin was like, I think he's going to be 82 if he were to win. So then he's 4 years, so he's 86 by the time he gets out.
I don't know a lot of 80-year-olds who do much beyond retirement.
And especially that kind of job that's going to be really hard. I think if he were to win, look for him winning and then being replaced. Mm-hmm. Like I think even inside his own party, they'll make a thing like, yeah, he's done, or he'll retire or something inside of it. He just doesn't want Trump to be there, and that's his whole goal. So I could see him like getting it and then a year into it piecing out. So
is it a guarantee that Kamala Harris is his vice president? Is that a carryover?
I think it doesn't have to be, but historically, like, that's what everybody
Biden
does.
Was Obama's VP for the 8 years.
Right,
correct.
Right.
So
yeah.
Which was a long time ago.
He could theoretically pick somebody else, as I understand it. Now, I could be wrong, but as I understand it, he could pick somebody else to be his running mate, but I don't think he is because he can control her and marginalize her, so he loves that. Boy, Princess Kate, finally, someone spotted her out in public for the first time after undergoing abdominal surgery and recovering in the hospital for 2 weeks. The photograph was not authorized by Kensington Palace. Dun, dun, dun.
Scary stuff there.
Yes, or released by Kensington Palace.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a new photo of her.
By Jove.
Yeah, and so basically, they still aren't saying anything about what she underwent surgery for. And honestly, they shouldn't have to, but when you don't, when you're a public figure and you don't, and then speculation runs amok and people are like, does she have cancer? Did she have a hysterectomy? Because they said abdominal, you know, thing. So then you're like wondering about what it really could be. And if it's a big deal, why don't you just, if it's not a big deal, why don't you just tell us? But again, like, celebrities still should have some like anonymity or privacy with their lives. I mean, we have HIPAA laws over here.
Well, they do. We don't really know what she went in for.
Yeah. So I'm saying people demand it, you know, and I'm like, I think that they should be able to keep this stuff personal. Remember Jamie Foxx when he went through his health thing? Mm-hmm. He never said what it was. Mm-mm. I saw an article the other day that said he is going to reveal what it was, but he wants to do it when he can do it in a funny way. And I'm like, okay, I respect that.
Semi-respectable.
It's his story. He can tell it when he wants to and how he wants to. But it did lead to a lot of speculation, and I'm curious too. So there you go. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Okay, so this is interesting, and we're going to test it out. So Spotify just announced a new feature. It's called Song Psychic. Okay. Ooh. Here, we don't believe in psychics,
right.
So don't do
Is this
that.
More AI
yes.
related?
Okay. But there are 9 different categories, and when you choose from those categories, then you can ask it a question, and it's going to give you an answer to your question with a song
I love
title.
This.
Oh, that's fun. Okay?
I love this.
So the 9 different categories are school, friends and family, love, career, life's greatest mysteries,
Whoa.
My future, myself, style, and lunch.
Okay, like and lunch. There's Betty's.
I tested it out earlier with the lunch one,
and I
asked it. I said, "What should I have for lunch today?" And it gave me chicken fried by.
Little bit of chicken fried. Fried. Yeah. It could have also gone with cheeseburger in paradise. That would have been good.
It might. So, anyways, I'm gonna launch this sucker.
Okay.
And
so we'll hear it. Oh, will it start playing the song right off the bat?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, your questions with answers with the song. Get started.
Okay. Hopefully it's appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Wally, you go first. What do you want to hear? School, friends, and family. What do you have a question about? Friends, school, family, love, career, life's greatest mysteries?
Love.
Really?
Yeah. Watch this.
Well, wait a minute.
What?
You can't ask it just any question. Yeah. It's going to be questions that are already typed in, and then you get to choose from those questions.
Oh, boo!
Yeah.
I thought it was like we got to say, when will Betty find love this year?
No.
Oh, that would be a bummer.
Okay, so do you want to change your answer?
No, we'll go with love. We'll see. What are my questions?
You could also do style, myself.
Oh, let's go with myself. That's my favorite topic.
Of course.
Okay, so myself. All right. And the questions are, tap to type. This one you can.
Oh, wait.
Did that one kid have a crush on me like I thought? Was I famous in a past life? Am I a good cook? Can I get more plants? Am I an introvert? Should I get into ice sculpting? Should I have gone pro for my high school sports? Should I redecorate my place? Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
Did anyone smell that?
Go with that.
Okay. So, am I the drama?
What's a good drama song?
Your question. Am I the drama?
Oh, there's like a little bit of a...
Submit. Okay, it's thinking about it. Contemplate your question. Contemplate.
I'm thinking.
Press to hold generate answer.
It's me. I'm the
Remember,
problem.
The spirits are unreliable. We don't believe in those. Only the Holy Spirit.
That's
people.
Right.
Okay, am I the trauma? Your answer is Fleetwood Max, Go Your Own Way.
You can go your own way. No.
Huh. What does that mean?
What does that have to do with drama?
I guess you were drama and like... You could leave and go your own way. I don't need anybody.
Well, that's true for you.
Yeah,
that's true for you.
Okay, that's
okay. I want to.
I'm a little bummed at the that it's
yours was lame. Let me have a chance. Okay, I'm gonna do the one about love. Okay,
okay, good. I would love to see
answer with a question. Okay, get
there. Probably
started.
Will be the question right. About will I find somebody?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
year.
Yeah. Right. Okay, love.
Love stinks.
What if it's gonna tell me no?
I know. Be
it's
ready
like,
for that.
Never, never.
Does my crush like me back? Does my crush know who I am? Well, I don't have one, so should I add a photo to my holding a fish to my dating profile? Should I apologize? Are our pet names cute? Is this a situationship? Is my ex still into me? Should I make my relationship public? Am I too picky?
Yes.
Do my friends like my partner? Okay, I'm gonna
go.
Am
I too picky?
Am I too picky?
That's the only one that fits with you and those.
Oh.
No, I'm saying,
hush,
the other ones weren't good.
Hush. Submit.
I don't personally think you're too picky. I was just saying that's the only one that remotely fit in.
We're about to find out. Press to generate the answer. I'm pressing. Okay. I'm thinking about it. I'm contemplating the question. And my answer is, am I too picky? My answer is, Spice Girls, stop. Stop right there. Thank you very much.
Is that what that song is?
I need somebody with a human touch.
Nice.
Yeah.
So does that mean I'm picky?
Probably.
I don't know.
All right,
but
one more.
Picky's a good thing, right?
Let's go with
picky
Gavin.
For her is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to end up married to some guy because you settled.
Should always be picky with love.
All right, Gavin gets a shot.
I'd like to know what the questions are regarding life's greatest mysteries.
Life's greatest mysteries,
the most intriguing one to me.
Okay. They are, is a hot dog a sandwich? Should a pineapple go on a pizza?
Well, these are big questions.
Are robots going to take over the world? Is there life on other planets? Are ghosts real? Only the Holy Ghost. Is there a ghost near me right now? Uh-oh. Yes, the Holy Ghost. Is the ghost cute?
Wow, what is it with the ghosts on that one?
Should I text first? Should I add something else to my cart just to get free shipping? And can a mobile experience by an auto streaming service actually predict the future?
What in the... Can we do the... I don't know. Do the robots one.
Okay, a robot's going to take over the world.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo, domo. Domo, domo. That would be a good one.
Okay,
it's submitting. It's thinking about it. Contemplate your question.
So far, we've come up with better choices than they have.
We're
honestly.
A better AI system than AI is.
Yeah.
Your answer is.
I hope it's that.
Are robots going to take over the world?
If it's not Mr. Roboto, I'm breaking her phone.
It's Ringo Starr, no song. Is that?
I don't know. It's a song that no one ever heard. Whoa. Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Okay.
Cut that out.
Okay. So,
well, I would say that this this thing, feature isn't all that great.
No, I think that their thing, like for the end of the year,
the
analytics and stuff like that, I think that was really good.
Lots of fun.
I started because I always would download like songs that I liked on my Amazon Prime. And so I have them in my library, and it's like the same rotation of songs, but it's 900 songs or something like that. But it never seems to pick any of the deeper cuts in it, which is frustrating. So then I started doing like a mix, kind of like how you pick a radio station and it does a mix for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting to like that better because it's actually playing more
obscure cuts, you know?
Yeah, like stuff that's just not cuts. All the hits, you know, kind of thing.
Totally.
So, yeah.
Makes so much sense.
It does. If you like music.
Oh, I did tell the lunch story, yes. So it did give me chicken fried. So now I know I need to go get chicken nuggets.
Mm, chicken fried's not bad. So I know I made a mistake yesterday because it was raining. I told Betty, I'm like, oh, if it wasn't raining, I'd get you lunch. The look on her face was so sad.
You do not speak those words in my atmosphere.
Because she was stuck running the front door because tea is out. So she had to do front door duties. And I was like, oh, I'll get her lunch. And then it was pouring. I'm like, I'm not going out.
You can't do that to me.
I know. Sorry about that. But maybe tomorrow. Just kidding.
Don't.
Tomorrow. Oh, you're
I can't.
Dastardly.
I know. No, Monday. Promise.
You heard it here first, guys.
He's gone on.
Oh, he's on it. He's gone on first. And so am I.
Like, yeah. What's that?
I'm going to DoorDash for Gavin.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. That is going to do it for that. Do you have any birthdays?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then that's going to do it for everything because we got some other stuff we got to do today. I apologize for the short one, but that is going to have to do it for our aftercast today. And thanks for being a potty.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.